from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 12, entitled Creation of the Kumaras and Others, text number 32. Thus, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, who, by His own effulgence, while situated in Himself, has manifested this cosmos. May He also protect religion for all goodness. Translation response, please. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, who, by His own effulgence, while situated in Himself, has manifested this cosmos. May He also protect religion for all goodness. Purport. Lust for sexual intercourse is so strong that it appears herein that Brahma could not be dissuaded from his determination in spite of the appeal by his great sons like Marichi. Therefore, the great sons began to pray to the Supreme Lord for the good sense of Brahma. It is only by the grace of the Supreme Lord that one can be protected from the allurement of lusty material desires. The Lord gives protection to devotees who are always engaged in His transcendental loving service, and by His causeless mercy, He forgives the accidental fall of a devotee. Therefore, sages like Marichi prayed for the mercy of the Lord, and their prayer was fruitful. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Salakya Sakshu Inunita Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sra E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I'll seek blessings from all senior Vaishnavas, so we can speak something on this subject matter. So we are seeing the secondary creation of Brahma, and now this section is very instructive for us as a practicing devotee in Krishna consciousness. So here, Brahma is attracted towards his daughter, walk, speech. So what is happening here is, so we know Brahma is creating some, we want to be in this material world, so he created some ignorance. We go know the five ignorance types of ignorance, like atmosphere he created, and then he created the Kumaras. Then he created Rudra, then he created 10 sense and Narada by deliberation. And then now you see the Brahma created daughter and he was attracted to her. And which now this verses were spoken by sons of Brahma to Brahma himself. Especially this verse, they are praying to the Supreme Lord, because in Prabhupada we can see, even though the sons are pointing to Brahma, he is very determined. So only Supreme Lord can, because he is there in the heart of every living entity, he can do the changes. And in forthcoming verses we see how the prayer has been very fruitful, and how Krishna protected, and then Brahma, how he kept his body, subtle body, and his mentality, and then he continues in his creation. So we see, in the purport to verse 29, Prabhupada clearly writes that we should not disrespect Brahma, because Brahma is our, if you see, our sampradaya is coming from Brahma. And Brahma is not an ordinary living entity, he is a very powerful post actually. Because if someone is not ready to do that work, kind of job, then the Supreme Personality, Godhead himself, come as Brahma. So Brahma is our Adi Guru, is like, you know, the sampradaya is coming from him. And Prabhupada writes there that he is doing for a great purpose actually. He knows what he is doing, and he is doing for to show us how, you know, it is difficult for human beings in the path of this perfection, that dealing with opposite sex, it can be detrimental in our spiritual life. So this is an acharya who lives by example. He is showing us actually. And of course the sons are also not disrespecting. They are making a point. So we should understand that we should not, you know, disrespect, or we should not look down upon Brahma in this situation. And you know, it is quite wonderful, you know, amazing that Brahma, just by subtle you know, attraction, not even gross, you know, showing, just by subtle, he's feeling bad and he's quitting. So in our day and age, then, you know, every day we have to, you know, quit our body, because we going through this Western, you know, civilization, modern technology, where they say, you know, the more you engage your senses, then the more is the advancement. So, but the Vedic civilization is quite opposite. The Vedic civilization is, you learn to control the senses, then your life is successful. So, and but that, then, you know, Brahma, he, just by subtle fall down, he is you know, feeling bad, and then he is giving his body and then taking up new body. And also we can see that the moment he is creating, you see, first he, you know, ignorance, then knowledge, then he created good, then bad came. So duality, the moment, you know, in matter is involving with matter, then duality comes into play. So we saw how, you know, ignorance, and then he created the deception, and then he felt bad, then he created the four Kumaras, which is good, and then, you know, from that anger, Rudra came, which is bad, again, then, you know, four, you know, all the sons, then Narada, good, then now again bad. Now again he will, you know, create by deliberation Vedas, that is good. So, you know, he is constantly, you know, to Brahma it is happening. So we should be, you know, thinking how much we are in situation. You know, see, Brahma, for the first living entity, he is facing problem in his duty. He is facing problem in creation. He is under a scrutinizing situation. But we should not be thinking that it is not coming to me, us. Because we are just an insignificant living entity. And for Brahma, he is undergoing this tribulation. And we are in Ugra Karma, you know, Kali Yuga is like very up on the face when we go out. So we must be very much careful actually. So this, we know from Bhagavad Gita, this lust is the greatest enemy. We have to use this lust. This lust is nothing but the love of an individual entity, living entity, towards Krishna in spiritual world. But the moment we come here, then this love which is there in the spiritual world is transformed into lust. So Prabhupada says the sense gratification and Krishna consciousness will go ill together. It does not go together at all. The sense gratification, we want to indulge our senses in all the, you know, as much as possible. At the same time, we want to practice Krishna consciousness, that doesn't work. Yes, When we come, you know, we want to enjoy. So we have to understand that everyone coming to this material world, is the first thing is they want to enjoy. So for enjoyment, so Krishna gives the facility. So one can blame Krishna. Why Krishna is giving this facility? He only gave this facility. But Krishna is saying, you know, the facility is there, but suffering is optional. Problem is there. Facility is there, but we don't have to suffer. So we wanted, so Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, ye etamam prapadante. So whatever we desire, you know, is given to us. So we wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna, we came here, and Krishna provided that. But Krishna, what he is saying, sarva dharman paritejya mam ekam saranam raja. You surrender unto me. This sense gratification will not make you happy. If you surrender unto me, then you will have eternal happiness. So we want happiness, but we are searching in the wrong place. It won't happen. We want happiness eternally, we want to be happy. But this sense enjoyment, sense gratification is a problem. Because it's like if you are, say, suppose we know this indulging in intoxication or illicit sex or gambling, meat eating, it creates problem. So many problems we see every day, so many diseases are coming up. We voluntarily we are dealing with that, so but we are expecting not to be contaminated by that. So like, you know, you are voluntarily indulging in some impure environment or something, you acquire disease. By the disease you are contaminated and you have to suffer. If you get a disease, you have to suffer. So it's like you are in the middle of the ocean, in the boat, and you are trying to jump into the ocean and praying to Krishna that, you know, make sure I'm not wet. So that's not possible. If you are indulging in certain activities, even everyone knows actually, you know, when a child is born and grown, no one will give alcohol and smoke, you know, please go continue. Or no one will say, you know, give money for gambling. Even everyone knows that. Here, you know, it's legally you can do, but in some places you can't do anything. You know, it's like illegal activities. Because the more you indulge in the sense gratification, you are like voluntarily accepting a disease. Then you have to suffer. When you get disease, we know how much our energy goes. So this is like we are voluntarily accepting the sense gratification, means we have to suffer. And we see in this world there are so many varieties of living entities. There are so many species, so many varieties, and every day they are discovering a new and new. By this itself we can know that this is just to given for our desire. We want to be certain, we have a certain desire, and that desire we carry. And we get that certain body to enjoy. So we want to enjoy, you know. One time Prabhupada went for a walk in the beach. And then he said, the people were surfing in the sea. And then Prabhupada said, oh, who are they? They are the sea sufferers. Sea sufferers, you know. Then devotee said, no, Prabhupada, that is not sufferers. They are surfers. No, according to me, they are sea sufferers only. Because they just want to dance in the ocean. So they are preparing their body to become a fish, to become a suffering free fish, want to dance in the ocean. So Prabhupada, you know, we have the particular desire, we want to fly, we want to indulge in sex, we want to eat more. Then the particular body is available, which is there in the nature, to fulfill that particular activity in fullest capacity. And not acquiring any karma. So there is a facility given for that particular activity to do in a fullest capacity. Then why to waste human form of life? Because human form of life is very rare. We know this human form of life is like a boat. Where we can use this boat and cross this ocean of nascence. We can cross this ocean of material suffering. But if we misuse this human form of body, then we are actually missing a lot. And not only that, if we get that fish body, Prabhupada explained further, he has to go through that 9 lakh species, that 900,000 varieties of fish to come to the land. And who knows, coming to the land, he can be a tree. Then Prabhupada had 2 million varieties of tree. And then insects, then reptiles, then birds, then mammals, then human. So we don't know, you know. So we that is a pathetic condition, because we are given the facility, and if you want to enjoy, the enjoying spirit is there. So in Bhagavad Gita, in 259, I think, is that first the object of sense falls away first, but the taste remains with us. So this is a problem. So so to get rid of the taste, one has to see the supreme, or one has to get the higher taste. So we know when kids are playing with the toys, if you get the toys away, they cry. But after a certain age or something, they give away the toys. They are no more interested in the toys because they got something. So they got a better taste and better thing. So similarly, if you say someone to give up any sinful activity or indulging in sense gratification, they are not ready to give. You know, in the preaching we say if there is someone, you ask them to give tea, coffee, they will not give. Or give them meat eating. That is like, for them, why is this guy, I don't want to change. If you tell them straight away, you give this, then they will be like, I don't want to give anything. So, but we give them the higher taste. We give them, like, for example, when first person comes, first thing we give is chanting. You chant. Take prasad. Many times they get an email, saying that, can I get the recipe of this, I want a recipe of alwa, a recipe of, so-and-so dish. Then I send the recipe, then they send back, it's not like the same. So many people come to me and said, it's not the same, something you are adding. Tell me what is that. I said, no, book is there, Kurma Prabhu has written the book, you take and, no, I've done that, but it's not coming the same. I can say, you have to offer to Krishna. If you offer to Krishna, then there is a change. So we know when we give this prasadam, this chanting, and feasting, dancing, then they understand. The lower taste goes away. And then further in that 2.70 in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada write that, the desire, it's like the water entering the ocean. So much desires are coming. But the ocean is so big, it is same. It doesn't, come out. So similarly, we have to be content and find the inner happiness and enjoyment within us. So then external circumstances, external thing does not affect. For now, what is happening is, we attach the happiness. Generally, people attach the happiness to a particular if and but. Like, for example, if I have this car, then I'll be happy. If I have this particular TV, then I'll be happy. If I am here, I'll be happy. If I'm, having a two bedroom with attached bathroom, then I'll be happy. Like, so many ifs and but. So what happened when you get that? When we get that, then we know, that's not making happy. Actually, I got white color car. Actually, blue color is good. My astrology told blue color would be happy. Blue color I have to get. So next car I'll get blue color. So next blue color, red, every color, all the spectrum will go. But you'll never be happy. Because you are artificially creating a situation where if I have something with me, then I'll be happy. But in Bhagavad Gita I said, one should try, where the happiness is there within us, we have to go deep and get the inner happiness. And then we are not affected by external circumstances or external things. So this is the key, actually. To get the higher taste, then we can get rid of this lust. So we can, Narottam Das Thakur singing, this lust can be used in the service of Krishna. All these anathas, most of these anathas can be used in the service of Krishna. So we should understand lust is something like, I want to do this, this is for my satisfaction. When we know that Krishna is the enjoyer, so we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Rama is enjoyer. One with the pleasure. The Krishna is the only enjoyer and everyone is a servant. That is a real constitutional position of us. We are all servant and we have to understand that whatever is good thing we see or whatever we are going to do good thing, it has to be offered to Krishna because He is the one who is going to enjoy. If we try to enjoy, then we have to suffer. So, in the path of perfection for self-realization, we are put into test. For example, this in Brahma also sometime was put into test, but he is a great personality. He immediately identified the problem and rectified. So we also sometime put into difficult condition. But this sense gratification we have to give by detachment. So we know this material world, we know this dukkhalayam and ashvashatam, and we see everyone is having problem. We can also relate to it. There's something which we can immediately relate to it. For we talk about spiritual world and material world. So spiritual world may not be relating at this moment because we are not in that position. But we know at the present what we are situated. So okay, I am here in this material world. What is my position in terms of in relation to this whole universe? What is my role? This creation is here. What is my part? Why am I suffering here? I'm coming here. Where should I go? What am I doing here? So these things we can relate. We can see how suffering is coming, how problem is happening, even though I don't want. We can see how this janma mrityu jara vyadhi. So these things are there in Bhagavad Gita. We can immediately relate. So Krishna is saying this is a problem. This is material world is a problem. If we enjoy sense gratification, then you'll have problem. These things we can relate to it. Then at least we can understand. We have faith, we'll develop the faith in Bhagavad Gita. Then, of course, everything is perfect and absolute in Bhagavad Gita. But we are not in that consciousness, in that level to relate everything. That's why every time you read Bhagavad Gita, as we progress in bhakti, we can, able to get even small thing which we missed previously, we can able to get relate. That's how, experience and realization comes. So this bhakti, when you perform bhakti, automatically detachment comes. Because bhakti always, when we always, hear, I am the servant, you are a spirit soul, you are not this body, you are a servant of Krishna. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So when we hear constantly, then with the attachment to the body and the sense gratification, we try to give away. Then detachment comes. So slowly attachment to Krishna will give rise to detachment to this material world. So we give this, and we also develop the knowledge, because by performing bhakti, the detachment and knowledge is the byproduct. So, and we know Krishna is a pure Paramdhamma. What is it? Param Brahma. That was, if we are impure, how we can approach Krishna? We cannot approach Krishna. We want to go back to Godhead and we want to dance with Krishna. This is Prabhupada writing in the question answer session. Prabhupada saying, if you are impure, how will you go to Krishna and dance with Him? Because Krishna is so pure. So, Krishna is like the fire. If you want to approach fire, then you have to be fire. Otherwise, the fire will burn you. So, we know the iron rod, Iron rod, when kept in fire, it is similar, it is same as fire. If we approach with to Krishna with impurity, then we will be burnt, because Krishna is like fire. And the test is, you know, Prabhupada was saying, the test, how one can test is by oneself, and that by his own behavior. The devotee behavior has to be spotless. For he says, he gives the example of Lord Chaitanya. You read Lord Chaitanya's lifetime, you won't find any spot in his character. He is showing us how a devotee has to perform devotional service. And Prabhupada says, you know, he gives an example of diamond. So diamond is so precious, but this diamond is produced by tremendous pressure applying on coal. So pressure is applied on coal, then this coal is changed to diamond. So similarly, we have to perform, you know, this devotional service by controlling the senses. If we freely indulge in senses, sense objects, then we should expect the suffering. And this test, for that purpose, we have training. So Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada given as a beautiful program, how, you know, we can train ourselves. How, you know, we have these four ashram, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprast and sannyas. And in fact, Prabhupada said, all the ashrams are brahmachari only. If a person in grihastha, if he is following the orders of his spiritual master, and he is indulging in sexual activity only for procreation, then he is a brahmachari. But we know this modern civilization is not like that. Modern civilization is you have to engage your senses more and more. So to training, we know all this ashram, illicit sex is not allowed. Even though grihastha ashram, that doesn't mean, you know, illicit sex is given, no. Illicit sex is banned in all the ashram. And by tapasya, by voluntarily, the tapasya, Prabhupada interestingly defined tapasya here. He says, even though you are attracted, but you don't act, that is tapasya. We see beautiful, gender like opposite sex, we get attracted, but we don't act because we have that intelligence and knowledge. This is wrong. This I should not do. By determination, we cut that. Because at the time of initiation, we have taken not to do gambling, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, in front of the deities, in front of the fire, in front of the Vaishnavas. So this reminds us. I have given. A gentleman, Prabhupada is here. A gentleman means he keep up his words. How can a gentleman, you know, do like this? So he knows, and he get reminded of his vow to his guru and to deities and to all the Vaishnavas. Then, you know, I should not indulge in this. I should not act like this. Even though I know I am attracted to this sense object, but I should not act. I should not indulge. And this comes by practice. Without practice, so practice, you know, makes person dhira. That is, dhira means a person, you know, his mind is not agitated. Otherwise, adhira. Adhira means by little agitation, he gets, you know, become a victim of maya. Prabhupada gives example of animal. We see hogs and monkeys. With little agitation, they are, you know, into sense gratification. So a person in human form of body, he has to become a dhira by controlling the mind, by controlling the senses. And we should understand this whole is a material disease. So there is two things. One is disease and a person who is having the disease. So the problem here is lust. But we should not, be in terms like, we should be addressing the problem, the disease, not the diseased. Even Jesus Christ, I think he said, one should cure the disease, not that, should neglect the diseased person. Everyone can have, this lust. So we have to, that's why we have given this regulative principle. There is do and don't. So if you are diseased, you go to a physician, you go to GP, and he gives you, okay, you have to follow this, you have to follow this diet, and you have to take medicine like this, in a certain interval. You should not eat these items. Then we accept that and we come. If we don't follow, then we are going to be in problem. So similarly in Krishna consciousness, we have to follow the rules and regulation. We don't know the rules and regulation. So the rules and regulation is given to us. To a certain degree we follow that. So that is like the diet by the physician. And we chant Hare Krishna. That is like the medicine to cure these anathas. And also we follow the diet of four regulative principles. If we don't follow the four regulative principles, similarly if we don't follow the don'ts and do's by the physician, then we'll be in disease all the time. Here the Lord gives in the purport. He says that it is only by the grace of the Supreme Lord that one can be protected from the allurement of lusty material desires. The Lord gives protection to the devotees who are always engaged in His transcendental loving service, and by His causeless mercy He forgives the accidental fall of a devotee. So here we see, we can relate to this, everyone. But before coming to Krishna consciousness and now we are in Krishna consciousness, we can at least to a degree, we are controlling our senses. Before we used to indulge in many things. But this is by the mercy of devotees and of course by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise it is not possible for us to personally overcome this obstacle. Control the senses. So this sometimes we the previous anathas and previous memories come to us. But sometimes we think about that, but then suddenly we think, oh, this is not good. I shouldn't be thinking like this. I shouldn't be doing like this. This is not good. This is not good for my spiritual growth. Because in Bhagavad Gita, same, that section 262, that Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsa, by just contemplating on the sense objects, you get attracted to it. Then there starts everything. By thinking about it, then you want to do it, then willing, then you have to, you feeling, thinking, feeling, willing, and then you have to action, you have to act on it. So it's a slowly subtle process. So by performing devotional service, we develop the attachment to Krishna, then, Krishna gives His mercy. So in this case, we see how, we see in many pastimes that Krishna send devotees like Narada Muni to save. And also this training, earlier I was saying about this four ashram, the training is so important actually. Because without this sense control and tapasya, then it is very difficult to give up this material things. and take up the Krishna Ganges fully. So in the story of Priyavarta in Srimad Bhagavatam, so Priyavarta want to become a brahmachari by association of Narada Muni. So Narada Muni, you know, given all, then you know there was a situation that no one going to, you know, progenate, and no one is there to rule the kingdom. Then Lord Brahma comes and tell Priyavarta, along with Lord Shiva, and everyone comes there, and then he accepts, okay, fine, this is Lord's mercy, I have to enter into Grihastha Ashram. That's fine. So he enters into Grihastha Ashram, and then he performs his duty. So he gives birth to, you know, children, 10 children and 1 daughter. Then he, you know, he performs. Then he rules the kingdom. You know, he does many amazing things. Actually, he goes to the sun. You know, he rides a chariot. He makes into 7 islands. So further description of the Jambudvip, everything comes. But the one point is that after, you know, he was certain time, then he suddenly recollect. Oh, I was performing my devotional service so nicely. Now I got entangled into material life. Now I have that like, you know, it's like I have tasted that, you know, sense control and, you know, fully dedicating to Krishna was so good. Now I have to go back to that. Because earlier he had the training, he can able to, you know, give up that Grihastha Ashram and go back to, you know, go into more deeply into Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it's very difficult, because without training, if one someone is entering into Grihastha Ashram or someone is getting married, then it is very difficult. Because they have to taste that, you know, Krishna consciousness. So then again he give all these shares and everything to all the sons, and then he go back to perform, you know, austerity in the forest. So without God's mercy, as in the Prabhupada explained, we have to pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so merciful. So without His mercy, we cannot able to overcome this anatta. So I like to end here, and if you see any question, comments, correction. And one last thing is, I am also in the path. I am not a perfected being or anything. So I am just repeating what Prabhupada, I am also trying to overcome this. So that's why I am just repeating what Prabhupada is saying. Yes, Prabhu.
You want to tell us something about Vakreshwar Pandit?
Oh, sorry?
Vakreshwar Pandit.
Oh. I haven't prepared, Prabhu. You can say something about him.
Pure devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And expert in dancing.
Oh, okay.
In Shiva, Nagarjuna, dance for 72 hours continuously, without interruption, without food, without any energy. Anybody want to help
me? He led one of the he led the dancing for one of the parties in Jagatpur.
And you?
Radhayatra. The understanding is that in the Prabhupada, question is, we see in this world mentally stridated people are there, mental illness is there, and day by day there's you know, mental illness is increasing, and what is the suggestion for them, because they cannot chant Hare Krishna, so what we can do for them? Is that right, Prabhu?
Yes.
First, we have to understand how these mentally retarded people are coming. So in Prabhupada writes in the three modes of material nature, 14th chapter Bhagavad Gita, he writes that person who is in mode of passion, he becomes mad in the next life. Because he is so passionate, he is mad after things, so many desires are arising. So it becomes, in the present life it drives crazy, and the next life it becomes mad. So this is like, you know, karma is there. But another aspect of is that I personally dealt with special children. My relative, one of a relative daughter is a special child. She cannot do anything. So I was with them, say, for 2 years. I used to take her to hospital and I dealt with them personally. I dealt with her. Now she is 16 years old. And one should understand, before I used to know understanding of spirit and body. But after coming to Krishna consciousness, actually it makes you sober. Because you don't see them as a body. It's just a spirit soul encased in that body. The body, the mind, everything is subtle body. We have three types of body. One is gross, which we can see, and we have subtle body, and then we have the spiritual body. So this subtle body is sometimes, it's just a body. We cannot treat them. What we can do is, we can give them prasadam, and we can, you know, bring them to temple. You know, they cannot understand, you know, anything, but at least that atmosphere will purify them. Because it is quite interesting. Actually, they are in a better situation, actually speaking.
I just want to interrupt, sorry.
Yeah.
Prabhupada says in his, one of his books, there are only two types of people that are happy in this world. One is devotee, and the other one is an insane person.
Yeah. Correct. Because, yeah, I can see, because I was with, I know personally with them, you know, it's like, you know, you don't have to do anything in terms of, you know, undergoing this problem. Undergoing this problem, you know, but you know, because the other people, so many people have their expectations, they cannot able to understand them. They are normal, but you know, because you know, they are in a, you know, like a particular, we have this design of particular, you know, going through, that everyone has to go through like this. Everyone has to go to school, everyone has to go to college, everyone has to do certain activity at certain age, and this is like forced on everyone. But when they are not able to do it, then they are like, you know, separated from the society. So here there is a, you know, they went to a seminar here where this they conducted for this kind of people, and they say it's like the person who is, you know, speaking, giving that seminar, finally he said that he was rejected like one of them. Now he is presenting a seminar because his parents took time to understand what he actually is undergoing, then give to that person what he wants. So coming to Krishna consciousness, we can give them prasadam because they have to eat. They cannot express way how they are hungry or not.
They not only have to eat, they have to eat good food.
Correct.
Helps their brain, mind,
everything. We use pure ghee. It's very good food. Our Krishna consciousness food is best. Gardenist, yeah. Gardenist?
Sorry?
Who is it?
Psychiatrist,
okay. Both are same one.
What do you think of the people suffering with mental illness? He said God was creating human beings, some went faulty. So they're faulty items, you say.
Maybe he is the faulty guy. God is, you know, Yahweh.
He's faulty himself.
He is a Prabhupada. You know, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, I am not, you know, I am equal to everyone, but I favor my devotee. So one cannot say, you know, God is like, you know, this guy is like that. No, he is not like that. He has many things to do. He has to play with the boys and, you know, cover boys. Enjoy the, this small, you know, his energies can do. We should, yeah. glorified plumber.
They are not God. He used to chastise them. Doctors and scientists particularly.
But they
we have to put them in their place, he used to say. Is that true?
No, we have to understand if the, you know, we have hospitals in Krishna consciousness, there are doctors who know spiritual treatment and material treatment, gross body treatment. So if they are in simple same ignorant. If they are same like normal people, they are doing their job. Their job is to treat the body. Our job is to treat the soul. So they are ignorant and speaking. And others also same. They are also seeing, their job is that they say you have to take care of your body and things like that. But we should educate them. We should see them also as a soul. So that is the first level in spirituality is come to the platform of spirit, not on the platform of body. Compassion has to be there. Compassion to living entity is the first priority. In the section of, I was reading in the section of Bharat Maharaj, Prabhupada writes, the compassion which Bharat Maharaj had for the deer, it made him to fall down. We think compassion is correct. Compassion is correct, but compassion has to be appropriate, not just sympathetic and compassion to just the body. Because Bharat Maharaj gave, you know, from the platform of Bhava, he is experiencing ecstasy of the love of Godhead. He became a deer because he just had a compassion to the material body of a deer. And of course, he didn't have a guidance from the Guru and there is no association of devotees. That is, you know, Prabhupada writes also that. So that compassion just, we also have in preaching, we have to have compassion, but we should understand how we use this compassion to bring that living entity close to Krishna. We cannot be compassionate just for that body. Correct. But our priority is to save that soul. Is that okay?
Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.